The Hayes Chamber is helping assist the community businesses in the midst of the COVID-19 outbreak. President and CEO Sarah Wassinger and Vice President of Membership Stephen Pate stopped by to talk about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
How's life down at the chamber right now, guys?
Well, you know, I don't even know how to answer that question, to tell you the truth, but I can say we sent out a communication to our membership yesterday at 5 o'clock. Obviously, there's a lot of different things going on with our businesses and with our chamber, based on all the recommendations that we're hearing from, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. We are actually closing our doors at the Welcome Center starting today. That decision was made by the City of Hayes, as well as just based on those recommendations. The cool thing is, though, is we can actually take phone calls from people, schedule appointments to meet with them, and still allow them to come in the door. It's just people just can't come in and walk in like they had been.
Okay. So, and I imagine you probably have that posted up on the door.
Yes.
So, like, if somebody's traveling through Hayes, they could, because you share office space with the CVB and
City IT. Yes. Yep.
Yes. Well, nobody cares about that.
Well, they do kind of keep the world running.
Yeah, so. I was going to say, unless you got a tech problem.
I don't know I'd go that far.
I don't know if I can agree with that statement, but I also have the office right next to the director, so there's nice. That.
But no, we're very happy to continue our service for people. We want to be there for you. We are there for you. Just need to kind of call in advance, just so you're not standing there randomly, you know, just looking at us from the front door. So we'll let you in. Likely we'll use the back entrance just in case we do have visitors coming up. And the decision was really made when you have people traveling from all over, you have really no clue, essentially, you know, what they might have run into or might be bringing with them based on who they've interacted with. So really, it's just a matter of keeping all staff and personnel safe, as well as limiting, what surfaces might be covered and keeping staff safe. So
good precautions. And I think that's kind of what we're all going towards right now.
And so that decision. Yeah, that decision will be for 2 weeks. And then at that point in time, they'll evaluate, you know, the climate and temperature of how things are going with COVID-19 and reassess. And we'll kind of make another announcement at that point and just let people know what's going on.
Perfect. What else is going on? A lot of the events that normally we'd come on and talk about. Right. Obviously, are getting canceled, so there's not a lot there. How are the businesses holding up?
So we have seen just a plethora of posts. I mean, obviously, social media, if you're at home and there's not a lot to do, there's a lot of content to read right now on social media. We've seen so many.
Putting it mildly.
Well, whether it's, you know, TP, hand sanitizer, whatever you want to call it, our businesses are going out of their way to make sure that their facilities are safe. We know that people are doubling down with their cleaning efforts. Mm-hmm. They are making sure they're sanitizing everything, and being mindful they're having that hand sanitizer by the checkout and cashier stands. A lot of our businesses, which Stephen will get into in a little bit, mm-hmm. are going out of their way to do curbside delivery. Some of our businesses are even delivering, you know, food where they hadn't had delivery service before to homes. So it's a really great way to still be able to help our businesses. This is such a difficult time for so many people with the uncertainty that lies in the air. The best way that we can stand together as a community is to support our local businesses. They're giving us ways to help them and patronize their business that are still safe, that are still healthy options, and help you out too. You know, after mom and dad are stuck home with the kids for so many days, I'm sure the last thing they want to do is cook another meal, you know, go out to that business, give them a phone call, pick up a to-go order. It keeps the world going around and it really supports our community. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
Exactly. I mean, the one thing too that I definitely want to highlight and I want the community to kind of recognize and realize is, you know, when you think about some of these bigger box stores or if you think about, you know, bigger cities, whenever something like happens like this, and I mean, this is unknown territory, these bigger stores that have, you know, that are corporate and have, you know, guidelines already set in place, you know, 9 times out of 10, they already have communication coming down from the wire. If you think about it, you know, around Hayes, you know, we have a lot of smaller businesses, smaller entrepreneurships that are doing everything that they can with the, you know, with the staff, with the time, with the knowledge that they have of something, you know, widespread like this. And we want to encourage everyone to, you know, not forget about your small business owners. Obviously with, you know, a lot of them are going to be moving a lot of their sales online. They're going to be trying to go as digital as possible. But at the same time, you know, obviously you want to worry about you and your family's safety. And of course, thinking about these business owners, they're going to be worried about their staff and their staff's families as well. So it's just, it's all a new thing right now. And I mean, the job and the kind of the role that we are taking at the chamber is to make sure that, number one, every single one of our businesses and our, you know, just the community in general, I mean, they don't even have to be chamber businesses. The community as a whole, like, we're here for you. And, you know, if there's anything that we can do to promote, you know, your online sales, or if there's anything that we can do to really just kind of give you that warm, fuzzy feeling, I guess you could say, in a time like this, I mean, that's what I can't say really our doors are always open right now because they'll be closed for the time being. But our phone lines are always open.
So that's a great segue, Stephen. One of the things that we are going to be starting actually today is connecting wellness check phone calls or in-person visits, depending on the scenario and what's appropriate. We want to make sure that if our businesses need anything, that they know that they can reach out to us and that we are there to support them. And as well, if we have businesses that are changing their hours of operation or are offering a different type of service, we have our membership information center through our software program and our website. People can go to hayeschamber.com. They can log into their account. They can update those hours immediately. And while I'm on that topic, I would also encourage businesses to ensure that they're updating their Facebook pages for their hours of operation and their Google accounts. Just make sure you're updating those things across the board so people know how and when to go patronize you.
Yeah. Even if you're just staying open.
Exactly.
You know, right now it's and
nothing's assumed anymore.
Yeah. That's what I've been trying to tell everybody as of late, like, especially like when it comes to our community calendars and things like that, just assume it's canceled unless you hear otherwise.
Exactly.
Or call them and check before you go. Cause there's a pretty good chance we're trying to keep up with everything here, mm-hmm. as I'm sure you guys are as well, but there's just a lot of things kind of in
a lot
the
of moving parts,
and it's real easy to drop one little thing like your press release that you handed to me this morning that we haven't published yet because I haven't seen it.
So a good thing as well, I'm gonna just keep going and pretend that didn't happen. I was just gonna give James a pass on that.
Sorry.
No, it's good, you're good. So another way that we can help increase just visibility for our businesses is if you have a post on Facebook, be sure to tag at Hayes Chamber, and that way your information will be seen by all of our chamber followers. We're close to, I think, up to 2,500 now. So if you don't already follow us on our social media accounts, please do. That's a great way then to see all the different offerings that are going on. And then we encourage small businesses to advertise via social media. We will do that for them too. So if you don't have a social media person, but you have an idea on how to advertise your business, please also call us at the Welcome Center, 785-628-8201. And we will help organize posts for your business, like Stephen said. And then a big thing too is, you know, healthcare right now. For families that don't have an option to babysit their kids, we are going to be trying to put together a list. Of course, disclosure, this won't be a vetted list, but at least we'll get names and phone numbers, contact information for people who may be able to, you know, maybe we have some high school students who are able to babysit for kids in grade school. We'll try to get that information put together. Then people can call around and, you know, vet themselves who they feel, you know, do you know this person? Do you think they'd be good watching my kids? We'll at least try to put that list together so there's some source of content. And then the only other thing is if you are laid off, but you still want to help, I know so many businesses would take volunteers right now just to help kind of keep things going. Maybe they have staff who are sick or have to stay home because of a sick child based on the recommendations. So those are just some of the ways that we're going to try to help out during this time. And we'll keep doing this, you know, as long as there's a need.
Agreed.
Awesome.
It's when you really find out what you're the foundation of your community. And I mean, I think it's really going to bring to light how big of a unit in a family that Hayes can really be. So
our people are the best thing about this town.
Agree.
And I know that during difficult times, you see the measure of a true person. And I'm it's unfortunate that we have to be there, but you just see so many inspirational things online on how people are already trying to reach out and make a difference. And I couldn't be more proud to be from this town.
I mean, no, go ahead.
Oh, I got a little mushy. I was just going to apologize.
Getting all the feels.
All the feels.
It's right now. It's hard not to. You see so much good. You see so much, you know, panic and worry. But there's so much good things happening, and it's easy to get emotional.
Yeah.
So I know Stephen has, we kind of were Facebook trolls the last couple of days. We're trying to figure out what our businesses are doing specifically. So I know that he's got a great list of ways that you can patronize our local businesses. Just a few examples. Again, keep tagging us. That way we can continue to share what you've got going on. But I think if you want to run through that list, Stephen, that'd be great.
Absolutely. And like I said, this was, I'm not going to say a last minute list, but this is what we could find with the time that we had. And then of course we have our board meeting this afternoon. So we'll update as far as if any businesses want to add to this list, we're going to try to keep a running list on social media. So as of right now, Pheasant Run Pancake House, of course, they have their St. Patrick's Day special with corned beef and cabbage with cheesy broccoli soup. And that's with Sue Jordan. Gutierrez Cocina Mexicana is offering takeout catering packages. Call 785-625-4402 for details. If you want to get out of the house and sample some amazing whiskey, visit the Paisley Pear Wine Bar, Bistro, and Market to sample their new whiskey flights for $13.50. It's going on from today through March 30th. They're also offering food delivery to homes and businesses via MyTown2Go. That's the number 2 app. Heather is cooking, so Sean promises it will be good. And I can vouch for that.
Nice. It's always funny when he's such a humble guy and he gives so much love to that beautiful woman.
No, he does.
A pretty dynamic pair.
If there's anything that like goes on without a hitch, 9 times out of 10, he's going to let you know that, you know, the wife had everything to do with it. I'll do the same thing.
Very cool.
No problem admitting that. And then of course you can visit Brianne Sulzer at Refine and wish her a happy birthday today.
Happy birthday, Brianne.
Happy birthday. All apparel is buy one, get one 30% off. All Kendra Scott is 30% off and free hand soap with a $50 purchase or more. So again, with everybody transitioning, and this being so coming on so sudden, you know, and me personally, I've always been the ones where I don't get worried about a whole lot of things. I think that, you know, I rarely ever get sick. But in this situation, I think anybody else does. I would rather you be overprepared and not need it than underprepared.
Yeah. And that's, you know, we talked to Jason Kennedy yesterday, the Ellis County Emergency and Medical Services Director. And yeah, great. Fantastic dude. But he was telling us that, you know, part of what we want to be doing right now is the more we can put into this, the more we isolate and forget the word now, but
contain, quarantine,
self-distancing or yes. Social distancing.
Sorry. That's the word that's I was trying to come up with. Yeah.
Well, I was way off.
The more we can do it right now though, the better it's going to be the long term. So if we all just kind of like hunker down for a short term, it's going to be better for the long term.
Agreed. You know, one thing I saw as well, you know, they talk about the curve and normalizing that down. If you look at the shelves at the stores, you know, they're all empty. Just think about...
Wait, what?
The shelves at most of our stores tend to be empty right now. And if you think about...
stores, is this a thing? Is this really a thing?
This is really a thing.
No.
I was fixing to say.
It's not. They're restocking as fast as they can.
In all seriousness, a shout out to all the men and women who are doing their part to stock the stores, keep them clean, as well as our healthcare professionals. If, you know, things do get more serious and we start seeing any cases that are confirmed in Hayes, you know, those the hospital is going to be busy. And think about if, you know, that would hit just as hard as people are shopping right now. That's the need for social distancing right now to make sure that we can kind of equalize that so they don't get tapped out too much for the resources that they have. But just thank you to everybody who's doing an awesome job keeping everybody safe and healthy. And our chamber board will meet today. We do anticipate seeing some changes, obviously, in our calendar offerings. So please visit hayeschamber.com/events to see our calendar. We will be updating those changes as they come in. And of course, we'll just be letting you know when business goes back to usual.
Yeah. Right. And one of the specific events I think that you guys have already announced that we're calling off is the ambassador stepping out. Which
correct.
Was scheduled for tomorrow. That won't happen.
Right.
That will be postponed.
So yeah, that's what I was wondering. You're going to push that back.
The health of our ambassadors and just businesses in general is way too important to us. And we appreciate their love and commitment that they give. And it's just important for the chamber to protect them and keep them safe and healthy. And we wouldn't want to ask them to do anything that we may not be willing to do ourselves. I know that we would still go out into businesses, but again, just trying to be smart about the decisions that we're making to preserve health and the wellness of all of our businesses.
Fantastic. Absolutely. Well, we've got to get rolling into news, but anything else right now we need to know from the Hayes Chamber?
Stay safe and be well. Love from the Chamber.
Wash the hands and hydrate. I'm no medical professional, but that's about all I can give.
That's always good advice.